Ready for listening. CAE Part 4. Multiple matching. Speaker 1.
I could barely string two sentences together when I first arrived, and now I'm reasonably fluent. In that sense, then, I've achieved what I set out to do, just by being here and mixing with the locals. I've met some great people since I've got here, especially the family I'm living with. But there's a big downside to all this. I decided to come here on my year out because it's so different to all the other places I could have gone to. Plus, it seemed so exciting when I came here 2 years ago. However, that was on holiday, and I realise now that living here is actually rather dull. I really wish I'd gone somewhere on the mainland now. My girlfriend's having a great time there.
Speaker 2.
My father studied here as a young man, so I knew quite a lot about the country before I came. And when the head of my company's overseas operations told me our branch here wasn't doing too well, and would I please go and sort things out, I was very happy to accept. My husband came out shortly after I did, and, like me, immediately fell in love with the place. The pace of life suits us to a T, and the food is just out of this world. Ultimately, though, we're home birds, and when this posting's over, we'll want to go back to be near our grandchildren, if we ever have any, that is.
Speaker 3.
I was working in the dullest job you can imagine, 9 to 5 every day on the computer answering customers' email queries. But it was thanks to that job that I got to know Patty, who was over on a work exchange programme in another department. She only stayed for 3 months, though, so after that, nearly all our contact was by email. Of course, you can't keep something going like that indefinitely, so I took the plunge and moved out here. Life is fine, despite the overcast skies and regular downpours. I have to admit, though, it does get me down sometimes. I'd like to get back home more often, but it's just too far.
Speaker 4.
I only wish I'd made the break earlier. It's so vibrant in this part of the world. There's so much more going on. I think if I was still back home, I'd be so depressed, what with the current climate there and so on. The fact is, I was in a bit of a rut. I was sick of the same old thing, day in, day out. And I thought, there's got to be more to life than this. So I looked into the price of property in different parts of Southern Europe, and this area was one of the cheapest. It didn't take me long to settle in. The language isn't much of a problem, and I've even got myself a little part-time job. Keeps me out of trouble.
Speaker 5.
A few years ago, I set up in business with a friend of mine. Then I decided to go it alone and bought out my partner's share. Unfortunately, before long, things started to go wrong, and I was up to my eyes in debt. Call it cowardice, but I just couldn't deal with it, and I moved out here. It got me out of a mess, but I can't say I'm having the time of my life. I know a lot of different people here, but I just don't seem to fit in with them. We share the same language, more or less, but we're worlds apart in most other respects. One thing's for sure, if ever I do go back to face the music, it'll be for good.